ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायण नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वती व्यसं ततो जयमुदीरये नश्चाः प्रेष भद्रेषु नित्यभागवतसेवया भागवतोत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैश्चिके। जय श्री कृष्ण। ओके, सो वी आर रीडिंग श्रीमद्भागवतम सेवेंथ कैंटो चैप्टर सिक्स। Prahlada instructs his demonic schoolmates. And here we are, and here is Prahlada Maharaj. He is 5 years old, and his classmates, schoolmates, also 5 years old. These are Satyayuga children. Prahlada Maharaj is preaching, and it seems like all of them getting the point. It seems like Prahlada Maharaj's preaching is very successful. And we are here far older than 5 years old. I'm almost 45. And I don't know how much I'm getting out of that preaching. Because as it is said right in the beginning of the chapter, Kaumaramacharat Prajna, we should learn spiritual knowledge from the tender age of childhood. And one of the reasons why we should do it from the childhood age, because it will be mentioned by Srila Prabhupada within a few next verses. Because in old age, we just not able to receive spiritual knowledge. And I can see it's true, because I'm almost 45, and I'm either sick, or having all other problems, or I just cannot, I don't know, wake up, whatever. The body is old, so. But they are 5 years old and they're at school and they're talking about spiritual knowledge. So let's see how much we will get out of that conversation. We have three verses today, and I will chant two first verses and then we will chant the third one, which is on the board all together. It's okay? Okay. Katham priyaya anukampitaya sangam rahasya ruchiram shchamantran sukhritsu tatsneha sitashishunam kalaksharanam anurakta chittaha putran smaram shtya dukhritir hridayaya bratrin svasrirva pitarau chadinau grihan manor jnaru pirit parichhadam shtya vrittis shtya Kulya Pashu Britya Vargan. And now this verse. Tyajeta can give up. Koshakrit, the silkworm. Eva, like. Ihmanaha, performing. Karmani, different activities. Lobhat, because of insatiable desires. Avitriptakama, whose increasing desires are not satisfied. Aupastya, pleasure from the genitals. Jaihvam, and the tongue, bahumanyamanaha, considering is very important. Katham, how virajyeta is able to give up durantamoha, being in a great illusion. Tyajeta kosha skridive hamanah Karmani lobhat avitriptakamaha Aupastya daihvam bahumanyamanaha Katham virajita durantamoha
Aham virajita durantamoham. Vidita kosha skriti vekamana.
Ladies, thank you. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. This is a long three verses. How can a person who is most affectionate to his family, the core of his heart being always filled up with their pictures, give up their association? Specifically, a wife is always very kind and sympathetic and always pleases her husband in a solitary place. Who could give up the association of such a dear and affectionate wife? Small children talk in broken language, very pleasing to hear, and their affectionate father always thinks of their sweet words. How could he give up the association? One's elderly parents and one's sons and daughters are also very dear. A daughter is especially dear to her father, and while living at her husband's house, she is always in his mind. Who could give up that association? Aside from this, in household affairs there are many decorated items of household furniture. And there are also animals and servants. Who could give up such comforts? The attached householder is like a silkworm, which weaves a cocoon in which it becomes imprisoned, unable to get out, simply for the satisfaction of two important senses, the genitals and the tongue. One is bound by material conditions. Let me repeat it. Simply for the satisfaction of two important senses, the genitals and the tongue, one is bound by material conditions. How can one escape? Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In household affairs, the first attraction is a beautiful and pleasing wife who increases household attraction more and more. One enjoys his wife with two prominent sense organs, namely the tongue and the genitals. The wife speaks very sweetly. This is certainly an attraction. Then she prepares very palatable foods to satisfy the tongue. And when the tongue is satisfied, one gains strength in the other sense organs, especially the genitals. Thus, the wife gives pleasure in sexual intercourse. Household life means sex life. Yanmaitkunadi grihamet hisukam hitucham. This is encouraged by the tongue. Then there are children. A baby gives pleasure by speaking sweet words in broken language. And when the sons and daughters are grown up, one becomes involved in their education and marriage. Then there are one's own father and mother to be taken care of. And one also becomes concerned with a social atmosphere and with pleasing his brothers and sisters. A man becomes increasingly entangled in household affairs, so much so that leaving them becomes almost impossible. Thus, the household becomes grihom antha kupam, a dark well into which the man has fallen. For such a man to get out is extremely difficult unless he is helped by a strong person, the spiritual master, who helps the fallen person with a strong rope of spiritual instruction. A fallen person should take advantage of this rope, and then the spiritual master of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, will take him out of the dark well. So please repeat after me. How can a person who is most affectionate to his family, the core of his heart, being always filled with their pictures, give up the association? Specifically, a wife is always very kind and sympathetic and always pleases her husband in a solitary place. Who could give up the association of such a dear and affectionate wife? Small children talk in broken language, very pleasing to hear, and the affectionate father always thinks of their sweet words. How could he give up the association? One's elderly parents and one's sons and daughters are also very dear. A daughter is especially dear to her father. And while living at her husband's house, she is always in his mind. Who could give up that association? Aside from this, in household affairs, there are many decorated items of household furniture, and there are also animals and servants. Who could give up such comforts? The touch householder is like a silkworm which weaves a cocoon in which it becomes imprisoned, unable to get out, simply for the satisfaction of two important senses, the genitals and the tongue. One is bound by material conditions. How can one escape?
Нападам Сахагана Лалита Шивишакан Витамща. Хей Кришна Каруна Синдху Дина Банху Джагатпате. Опишаканта Рада Канта Намустуте. Тапта Канчана Гауранге Рада Вриндаване Шри Вриша Вану Сутуте. Прана Мами Хари Прие. Ванча Калпата Рубича Крипа Синдубе Вача Патитанам. Эбью Вайшна Вибью Намунамаха. Джай Шри Кришна Чайтанья Прабу Нитянанда Шри Адвайта Гададхар Шивас Атигоура Бхакта Вринда. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama,
So if you will look at Sanskrit, you will find out that there are two questions raised up by Prahlada Maharaja. And one question is sad and rhetorical one, and another one is quite practical. So the first question is, katham tyajet? So katham, it's not katha, but katham is how. Katham tyajet? And this is a very compassionate question. How can the person give up a family life? The family life is so sweet. How it is possible to give up it? And Srila Prabhupada is not sarcastic here, and Prahlada Maharaj is not sarcastic. It's not like, wife is so attractive. How can one give up that kind of wife? No, it's not like that. So Prahlada Maharaj is not sarcastic. He's very compassionate. Wife is so beautiful. How can one give up that association? So, so family life is sweet. We cannot deny it. At least sometimes, at least for a few seconds, it is sweet. You would like to oppose me? And if it's so sweet and so attractive, the next question would be, if it still, how we can escape, how it's Srila Prabhupada translates here, how can one escape? Let me ask the question, how can one escape of what? How can one escape of family life? No. You remember last week Padgajanri Prabhu was giving class almost about the same verse, yeah? And he said that there is no problem with family life. So how can one escape of what? And one second, we will come to that point. And how we can prove, by the way, that family life itself is not that bad. Yesterday, Kauntey Prabhu was talking about Gurukula, and Gurukula is led by Guru, and usually that Guru is a householder. So the family life itself is not a problem. Especially because in Kali Yuga, it's not a problem for us maybe, because especially in Kali Yuga, it's even hard to get married. So many people around in our movement or outside of our movement just cannot manage that. They are not married. It's so hard to get married. What to say about sweet words of wife? The husband is quite a fortunate one if he gets at least one glance, sweet glance from his wife by the end of the day. And the wife is fortunate enough if she has enough money from her husband for the next breakfast. This is Kali Yuga. So it seems like it's not our problem. But you were talking about attachment. You mentioned attachment. That attachment is problem. I don't think so, because attachment is a great force. It's a great force. Usually it's much more easier to carry on our duties in household affairs if we have attachment to people whom we serve. If we have attachment to our children, it's much easier to raise them up. If we have attachment to our husband, it's much easier to serve him again and again. And if husband has attachment to his wife, it's much easier for him to carry on his everyday duties outside of the home. So attachment is a great force. And we just need to use it, yeah, by proper way. So it's not attachment is the problem, but too much attachment, says Srila Prabhupada. And in Kali Yuga, sometimes the problem is too less attachment, because in Kali Yuga, you can see in our modern society, who is attached to their children? They just kill them right in the womb. How you can talk about attachment? Or just leave them with someone else? Or just leave without anyone else around? That is our modern society. And what to talk about family attraction or family attachments if we are changing, I mean, if people are changing their spouses, right, I don't know, once in a couple of years? In this case, we are not too attached. We are less attached to family life. But there is another point made here. Maybe we too much, I mean, or less attached, but actually we don't attach to our family duties. We attach to genitals and tongue. That is the problem. Let me tell you a story about two friends. One is Freddy and another one is Johnny. And they were worried a little bit about if there is heaven after death, if there is a life after death, if there is something after death. So that was their worry. And they decided if one of them will leave the body, the first, somehow he will manage to come back and tell the second one, what is it there beyond the death and life? What is it there? So Freddy died, and half a year after, Johnny received a phone call, and that was Freddy calling him. So Freddy, how is it there? Is there something there? Oh yes, just imagine, sunshine, green fields, with emerald grass, a lot of nice girls around, a lot of association with them, and food is so fresh and nice. Wow, it sounds good. I would like to go to that heaven too. Heaven? Who said it's heaven? I'm a rabbit in Arizona. So our question was how one can escape. Escape of what? Escape of the chance to become a rabbit next lifetime. How one can escape a chance to become an animal or a demon this lifetime? That is the question. How one can escape? Because, you know, Mama Maya Duratiya, illusion is so strong. And we know from Bhagavad Gita that evam yo man prapadyante, mayam etam tarantite, one who will surrender unto me, that person can overcome that illusion. Yeah. But what is the process? Let me repeat it for you. Okay. Meanwhile, if you are in a dark well of illusion, really dark one, really dark well, deep one, dark well of illusion, definitely you need a strong person up there who can take you out. Yeah? Don't you? So that's exactly what Srila Prabhupada says here. Just listen to that. For such a man to get out is extremely difficult unless he is helped by a strong person. Who is that strong person? The spiritual master who helps the fallen person with a strong rope of spiritual instruction. And we have, all of us, you and you, we all have that strong person, ever strong person, Srila Prabhupada. And he gives us a rope of spiritual instruction. And by the way, when he went to America and he met there cats and dogs in a human bodies, yeah, he said they are all animals. So what he managed to do with that animals, he came and first of all he initiated his disciples, and next day he made them married. Marriage next day after initiation. So he didn't want to become just like a cat and dogs. He wasn't worried much about family too much family affection, yeah? He just didn't want them to live like cats and dogs. And then what happened, the next step was even more amazing. He sent them all to preach, and they left not only their homes, they left not only their towns, not only their countries, but they left even their continent. They went from America to Europe. So that was their householder life without a house, but only temple. Of course, this is an extreme example. And usually, Srila Prabhupada says that in family life, what is good about family life? A husband helps wife, and wife helps husband, and they take care of each other, and they take care of children. So we have to be affectionate to our children. We have to take care of them. And we know that Srila Prabhupada says, our children, they are like deities for us, yeah? But too much attraction, or too less attraction, unbalanced way of household life, that is the problem. Here Srila Prabhupada says that the problem is our attraction to our genitals and the tongue. And the problem is that we build up our life on the basement of our genitals and tongue's desires. That is the problem. So how to get out of that? We have our spiritual masters. And sometimes, you see, he's always with us. Because here Srila Prabhupada says, by the help of spiritual master or even Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is always with us. There is a picture, yeah? He is always with us. There is no problem for him to be always with us. And he gives us a rope. He gives us a spiritual instruction. But how good we do our part of the job? Are we really holding that rope and going up and up and up? Or we just spacing out here? This is another topic. But what I would like to stress out by the end of our class is you are really good in holding that rope, or maybe you are too weak to hold that rope. In both cases, you can do the same what Prahlada Maharaj did. He prayed. And let me just repeat that prayer for you. Just part of that prayer from Prahlada Maharaj's prayers. My dear Lord, now I have complete experience of all material pleasures enjoyed by all living entities from Lord Brahma down to the end. As powerful time, you destroy them all. Therefore, because of my experience, I do not wish to possess them. My dear Lord, I request you to place me in touch with your pure devotee and let me serve him as a sincere servant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we can pray, at least pray to serve our Guru. Thank you. Any questions or comments? Yes, do you have a mic? I cannot hear you, but if you would take a mic. Oh, okay, they changed the timing, yeah? Thank you. Because before it was 8:45. Thank you. Thank you, that was nice comment. Any other questions or comments? Okay, so let me add something, because it seems like you would like to sit here for a few more minutes. Let's go back to our Mayapur community life. Do we have here some problems with being too attached to family life or too less attached to family life? What are the problems of our community and how to get out of that problem? Here Srila Prabhupada mentions in this purport and in the few next purports that the family life is a problem if it's my family and your family. So in our community, it can take a form of, this is my children, I'm taking care of them, but I'm not gonna take care of those children. I just don't care about them. But you know that it is said that to raise up a child, you need the whole village. So our limited family viewpoint limited not only us, but all people around. For example, we have elderly people here, and we think, well, they're not my parents, just they're not mine. And by the way, we have devotee care team, so they should take care of them. So this is another point which limits us and which enable us to become a really sincere devotees. Because devotee cannot be my, me, my, and mine. For devotee, everyone is a child of the Lord. And for devotee, I'm here and I'm responsible for myself, for my children, and I have some responsibilities for my community as well. And besides that, you remember how Prahlada Maharaj said, Prayena alpamunayo svavi mukti kama. He said, there are many sages, I know there are many sages who are very happy being in the caves, on mountains, and in the forest, and they don't care about other people liberation or happiness. They just care about their own happiness. It's again the concept of me, my, and mine. But Prahlada Maharaj says, and Srila Prabhupada says, I take care about the whole world because the whole world is struggling and I have to be compassionate. So I would like to request you, if you don't mind, could you please a little bit expand your family feeling from just your family or just our community, and show at least some compassion and preach around the whole world as Srila Prabhupada did. And could you please bless me to be successful in my preaching all around the world. And could you please bless me to please my guru through my preaching? Thank you. I think we should end up here. Yeah, if you don't have questions and comments. Oh, you have a question.
Hare Krishna. Yes. You said that we can preach all over the world, extending our compassionate feelings. But I get a very strong feeling like to manage one's own daily affairs, daily spiritual activities and so on, takes, and myself becoming a devotee, a real devotee, Vaishnava. So like, even Prabhupada, when he traveled, like, you know, he preached to the important personalities, say Russia. It was not that he, I mean, I'm trying to express myself, means he spoke to someone and then they could extend that preaching activity, yeah? It's not that Prabhupada can reach to every Russian or every, you know. So for myself, although I have got feelings, sure, but it seems like I'm stuck up with my own, you know, becoming a devotee myself, my own spiritual activities, raising my standards, etc. So anyway, this was on my mind, so I
yeah, that was a nice comment, thank you. But personally, my feeling is that I'm enjoying my life here in Mayapur, and I'm good in household affairs, and I'm taking care of my children, and I'm studying Shastra, and I'm teaching, and so on. But my feeling is that let's do a little bit more for Srila Prabhupada. Let's do something else worldwide if we have that kind of opportunity. We have to think about it, because in the case of Srila Prabhupada, he left India only when he was 69. But all his life he was thinking how to preach abroad, how to get that message all around the world. He was thinking about that. So let's think, and then we will see, maybe when we will be 69, finally, we will go out and we will preach. Thank you. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premananda Hare Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.